Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome to On the Road Again. I'm Matt Stewart. I'm here with Nick Kappa.
Yes.
This is a documentary series of podcasts documenting our time on the road for a little regional comedy tour, stand-up tour in 2019, where we went. I think it was just a four-date tour.
Yeah, yep. It was great. We had a great time. Canberra, we got to stay in a hotel that was apparently used for prime ministers and political people to have affairs.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was what called the Bath and Bubbles or something. It had a package.
Yeah, you could get pay a little extra for the Bath and Bubbles. It was the kind of hotel, and we probably talk about this in this episode, yeah. I assume, but it was the kind of hotel that you could tell used to be amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Decades ago, it was schmick, and it sort of run down a bit, but I loved it. I thought it was real cool.
We really enjoy Canberra. We love it. I've toured there a lot, and I've grown a real soft spot for Canberra.
Yeah, I love the comedy scene there. The crowds are always great. Hopefully, I don't contradict too much of this in the episode. But
anyway, we hope you like it, and we'll catch up after the episode.
It's on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is...
Okay, guys, we're back with... on. Well, I don't know what the name of the podcast is yet. I'm still...
So we're on the road again. Kappa, when we got in the car this morning, I turned on the radio and literally the first thing that was said was Willie Nelson singing On the Road Again on Canberra radio. If that wasn't a sign, I don't know what is. I'm still pumped by that.
Yeah.
How could that not have convinced you?
It's such a boring name, and I reckon there's another podcast called On the Road Again.
Well, this is called On the Road, but today we're on the road again because we're driving from Canberra to Goulburn. Or we're going to maybe stop in at a town called Collector, but we're heading to the show tonight in Goulburn.
Yep. Our friend Bobby Whitmore, who we met last night, who wears an alien mask in all his photos... I was talking to him without the mask, and I was like, I wonder if this is Bobby. And it was Bobby.
Right.
When we went to get a photo, he goes, just wait a sec, pulled the mask out, and I was like, ah, it's Bobby.
What a character.
I know, he's a real character.
Yeah, so he suggested we go to Collector.
Collector. So, yeah, Canberra, what do you think, Matt, out of 10?
I really like Canberra. The show was a lot of fun. We sold it out there at the Civic Pub. Dave Graham organises the show there. He organises tonight's one in Goulburn as well. And I thought it was a really fun time.
It was just the people were all there. They were up for it. They wanted weird shit. It was great. We were really leaning into it. Hey? This is what I thought we should do tonight. We had a bit of on-stage banter.
Yeah, that's maybe a bad habit of mine, but...
I enjoy that shit.
All right, great. I'm up for that.
It makes every show special, in my opinion.
Yeah, sweet. We should see if we can get us mic'd at the back of the room.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. So that was great. The hotel. Now, we stayed in a hotel, and it was definitely had the vibe of... prime ministers getting one away in the lunch break.
Yeah, there's 1970s. I reckon Harold Holt probably before he went missing. I reckon he went missing for a few weekends there.
Yeah,
but it had a name that would have been designed by an algorithm. It was like something like corporate
apartment.
Yeah, it had like And add an extra word that was unnecessary in there.
Executive
corporate
apartment
yeah, lodgings,
something like that. It was, but it had a cuddle and bubbles package available in written. So like they would have had to send that away to us. It was in one of those bright, like light signs. And I forgot to tell you this as well, man. Is I took a photo of my friend who's a travel agent. She always gives me shit.
Yeah.
Mia Caridi. Give me a call if you want me to put her in touch with her. She just booked my parents' holiday, so it was great. But she always gives me shit when I took a photo of it, the cuddle and bubbles package. And she said, why didn't you let me book this? And I said, the gig booked it. And I said, but ring them, tell them you're a travel agent and work out the cuddle and bubbles package. And she rang him and said, no, it wasn't available.
Oh, right. What, yeah. Have you figured out what it means?
I think it means, like, yeah, you get probably get champagne flutes, bowls, right, and all that.
Spa passes.
Spa passes. Get one away in the community spa.
maybe there's a private jacuzzi in the room. Did you see there was one, there's one, like, full executive suite? Did you see that on the top floor?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, so I reckon that would... But it was, yeah, it was weird. It was sort of like, it had the feel of it used to be like maybe pretty swish and now it's a bit more run down.
It had a big, like apparently they had a restaurant there. That's why they don't have to do the cuddle and bubbles anymore because they used to have a restaurant.
Hygiene reasons.
Yeah, yeah. and it had a big sign saying breakfast at the Hague. Now look, Matt, we know the Hague is a place, but it just doesn't sound that romantic. You know what I mean? Breakfast at the Hague.
Yeah, well, you know, after I get done for war crimes, I like to have the most important meal of the day.
Ooh, I got out of that one easy. Time to sit myself down for a big breakfast. Nothing eases guilt like a hash brown. So...
Yeah, I reckon they got that picture at a discounted price.
I didn't know, but when we said that, everyone knew the hotel. It's right. Well known. And my girlfriend lived in Canberra for 10 years, and she said that there was apparently an urban myth that you got crabs from the spa.
Right. Well, shout out that they were out of order for us.
Yeah, that both spas were out of order. The rowing machine was like I've never seen it before. It was like a wooden rowing machine with like a water tank in it. You have to pull the water.
Yeah.
Maybe, I hope I didn't get crabs from the rowing machine.
That's where they keep them. But they, yeah, that's like a more genuine sort of rowing. You are really rowing water.
Yeah.
I did a good two minute sprint on the treadmill and that was enough for me.
Yeah, you looked ruined after that, mate. Yeah. I'm a bit sore. I only did 4 minutes on there. I did 5 minutes actually. Doing some HIIT training and I'm ruined, mate. I'm ruined. We've really got to get fit for tonight if we want to impress Goulburn.
Yeah, Goulburn only respect fit comedians. we stopped for a bit of breakfast, but then we went visited Parliament House, or at least the front of.
Yep.
What did you think of that, being there at the seat of power in Australia?
Oh, man, I can tell I'm getting older because I'm kind of getting a little bit more patriotic. I kind of like seeing Parliament House. I think it's cool.
I've always been fascinated by it. First time I went was for a politics excursion in year 11. Yeah. And I reckon I've been back every few years since. And I don't know, there's something about it. I mean, it's an important place, right? So many great things happen because of that place. So many fucked things do as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, it's something a bit surreal about being that close to where all the big decisions are made.
I think cool cafes, cool restaurants make a place.
Yeah.
Like, I think in our time when we were young, like I'm 36, you're about the same age. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35? Jesus.
I'm a young buck.
Oh, traveling with... Are you sure you're experienced enough to be behind the wheel?
This car's nearly as old as me.
But when we're... I don't know. Back in our time, I think everyone from the city just avoided the country. Kind of. If you grew up in the country, you started a restaurant in the country. Yeah. If you, you know, yeah, now people are just migrating. People are bringing cool city knowledge of food and breweries out to, like, places like Canberra. And it's people are realizing this. They're all moving out. And they're like, man, I'm having a ball.
And it feels like it makes sense because all the produce that is being used in these cool places is from the country, so it makes sense that you'd combine the two things.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Tasmania. Everyone avoided it for so long, and now everyone's like, fuck, this is like the best place we've ever been, you know?
My favourite place to go, the more regional, the more fun I reckon I have. I mean, I still love going to places like New York and stuff is something I'd hope to get back to, but I always prefer the regional places the most.
So...
Not that Canberra is the most regional.
No, it's not regional, but... Yeah, I guess, look, I don't think I'm ready to live in a place like Canberra, but I'm not far off.
Yeah.
Give me 10 years, I'd be chilling in Canberra, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah, I occasionally have a look at the rental options in, you know, somewhere an hour north of Melbourne.
Yeah.
So to try and figure out a best of both worlds scenario.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the best thing about being a comic is... I mean, we do have to do a fair bit of work in the day, podcasts and invoices and all that shit. But if you've got another job that travels, you do a meeting, you can't really see anything. You're just always on the go or whatever. Yeah. So we kind of experience the best of each city before we can live in there.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on what you're into. I reckon there's some tours that I've been on where you don't see anything. And sometimes, and I reckon like the... comedians have been in the game for ages. People right at the top, often they'll end up being like, you know, it's hard, they got shit to do.
Yeah.
So they won't see much beyond their hotel room and stuff.
Yeah.
And I can see how it would go that way. Just because you do it so it's just non-stop all the time.
Yeah.
But I still love catching up with different new places and stuff. I'm making some pretty bold calls here.
Yeah, I think... Whoa. Where are you going? He just looked out the window randomly, and then the car drifted towards...
I thought I saw some cactuses.
Yeah, well, just keep your eyes on the road, buckaroo. I didn't know I was driving with such a young buck here.
Just off my peas.
Some wind farms to the right. That is beautiful. Wind farms sort of should barren. Be everywhere.
But all that plain leading up to it is so barren. It kind of should be ugly, but it...
Yeah.
Explain that to me, Kappa.
I don't know. It's kind of that... Oh, wow, what, is there sheep there? Anyway, it's a big plain, and at the end of it, it's got a mountain range and then wind farms on it. It absolutely brings joy to my heart. I don't know what the sheep are eating. They're on real soil there. There's nothing to eat for the poor bastards.
They're dirt-eating sheep. Yeah.
The best kind. Yes, so I reckon I'm going to give Canberra nearly an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I love Canberra. I thought it was great. I would recommend. Met a lot of cool people, had a lot of cool conversations.
Yep.
With locals and stuff.
We were at a nice cafe called, everyone recommended Dobson's. My Caesar salad was great. Matt, you weren't so impressed.
Yeah, look, I don't want to be a public whinger. It was fine. I was just like, it was fine.
It was fine. I really enjoyed it.
Don't expose me as the whingy bitch.
No. The whingy bitch. We've got the whingy bitch. He's back.
I did, I did. I went public on Twitter recently, letting people know I am actually quite a sassy bitch. Not a lot of people know that about me. It's something I've kept private for a long time.
Yeah, well, that really came out once you got that feta and said it was too salty.
The feta's obviously salty. It's like that's something. But the avocado was too salty. The bread was too salty. Everything about it just was like it was dipped in salt. But maybe I'm just not a guy who loves salt.
I'm
sounding salty, aren't I?
Yeah, you're really salty about the salt. I had my Caesar salad and they gave just big bits of chicken, big bits of lettuce, one egg, and I thought, I'm not going to enjoy this. Loved it. Yeah. Sauce was amazing. So, yeah, Dobson's great. Civic Hotel, not bad. It was a pretty good pub.
Yeah, I like the Civic Hotel. It's a really good comedy venue. I think they do a show there monthly.
Yeah.
And I think they always get good crowds and it's a fun time, so.
So, yeah, we had a great time, went back to the hotel room. We had to write some articles and stuff, had to upload some things. It was way too cold. And I was wearing a thermo, And so I had a real shit sleep. And then, so I, you know when you just keep drifting in and out, then you wake up and it's 10:30.
Yeah. I am, yeah, yeah.
I don't know any funny stuff for this. I think I'm just filling the gap now. So I think that means it's time to turn off the mic until we find something better to talk about.
Well, we're going to hit up this town collector soon. I can't remember why, but what was your mate's name? Bob. He said that it was really interesting. He did explain why, but the reason for it escapes me. He told me about another town, which I think is in the other direction, which had a pub, which has the highest bar in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's so high because when it was built, horses used to try and jump over it. So they had to build the bar high.
Because he told me a different story about his pub at Captain's Flat. Right. How it's the longest bar. So I don't know if... I don't know if Bo or Bobby was... I don't know what he's on, but he's definitely got one thing right, and he's given us... Maybe he told us two different things, but...
Maybe I misunderstood what he was saying.
Anyway, let's go see this collector place, and we'll give you the download on that. But, yeah, solid 8.5 out of 10 for me for Canberra. Definitely worth visiting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What an amazing episode.
Honestly, I thought the first one about Glen Rowan was the best podcast ever made, but I think we've somehow gone one better.
Man, that really was the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. I feel like we're the Beatles in the 60s where they had number one and number two on the charts at the same time.
That was, if that doesn't smash iTunes, I don't know what will.
No, that is going to go to the top with a bullet. No doubt about that.
Canberra, what a great place. Once again, a great gig. We had a great time staying there. We went to the, the fast food place?
Oh, yeah, that
the bus,
band.
The Mandalay bus.
Yeah, the Mandalay bus. What a great spot.
Excellent.
Do we play Buck Hunter this time?
No, that was last time. That was last time.
So many great trips to
Canberra. So many great trips to Canberra. They all meld into one.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back with another episode very soon after this about this little town we stopped in on the way. It was a real quirky little place called Collector. And it's quite famous for some artwork that's just by the side of the road there. And it's really very little else. But we also, I think we found out about a story about a bushranger there as well from memory. So... yeah, we'll get into that soon on episode number 3. But until then, you can find us on the internet. So I'm at MattStew_art on Twitter, a handle that I have no regrets about. And also Matt Stewart Comedy on Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm Kappa Flapper, a name I have no regrets about either. Very professional because it's also in my email address. So I really doubled down on this name.
And if you want to use a hashtag, OTRA, OTRA, which I like. Yeah. It's almost like Quatza.
Yeah.
It's real badass.
Hashtag OTRA.
OTRA.
Yeah. Yeah. Share it with your mates who like to listen to poorly recorded podcasts with the sound of a car in the background.
Oh, yeah. If you ever are just sitting at home going, geez, I wish I was driving around. Well, this is a podcast for you. You can just sit and listen. And just close your eyes and imagine you're going up that long, boring Nepean Highway.
Oh, what a highway it is.
Nepean Highway.
Yeah.
I meant the Hume, but the Nepean, even better. That takes you all the way down to Moorabbin and beyond.
I forgot about that the guy who ran the Canberra show didn't tell us or didn't reply back to us where we were staying till we got real close.
That's right.
So that was hilarious. Another glamorous thing when you are running your own tour and taking your own self around.
Yeah. And I also don't know if we talked about in the episode, I had an upset stomach. And,
yeah.
While your set was on, I had to go buy some Imodium.
Oh, yes. Also for the glamorous life.
It was a real glamour moment. And just, you know, a half hour set where I just had my fingers crossed. Anyway, a great episode. We've revolutionized podcasting and we'll do that again with the next episode, episode 3, which is about the little town, I suppose, in New South Wales called Collector.
Collector, yes.
Awesome. All right, catch you then. And as we always say,
stay on that road again.
I forgot what it was. I thought it was see you on that road again.
Oh, I don't know.
Both are very good.
We're in a garage.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.